Hey everybody, welcome back to Voices from the Frontlines. Eric Mann with a co-host, Damon Azali. And we're on the phone with Tufik and Tufik Haddad. We're having a little phone trouble. We have about 10 minutes left. So we'll keep talking. Do you have any calls yet, Alan? Okay, so we're gonna Damon and I will be the call-ins until we can hear from y'all. Let's talk about what people in the United States can do, because there's a tendency to analyze all this, which is fantastic, and I want to end with giving plugs for all the different excellent articles you've done. But obviously, one of the issues is going to be trying to pressure not just the Bush administration, but here's my editorial. I very worry about Hillary Clinton. As a Jew from New York, living in L.A. for many years, the New York State primary in the Democratic Party convention is one of the most disgraceful, anti-Palestinian, racist primaries, because there's an assumption that Jews want the most right-wing, anti-Palestinian, pro-hardline, right-wing Israeli policy. And so when people campaign in New York, they talk about, if I'm elected, I'll kidnap Yasser Arafat. Oh, yeah, if I'm elected, I'll give $40 billion to Israel, and so forth. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take to put pressure, let's forget about Bush for a minute, on the Hillary Clintons of the world that, certainly as Jews, but also as progressive people, we want the right of self-determination for the Palestinian people? What are some of the tactics that you think people should be doing at this point to try to offer support, not to Hamas in the abstract, but they won an election, the right of self-determination? How do we begin to get that word out?
Well, unfortunately, this your question, which is an excellent question, relates to the broader state of the American left and in a sub-fashion, the positioning of many American Jews within the American left. And unfortunately, there is sort of a weak theoretical foundation and a political foundation for many of the ideas within inside the American left. We can't win the debate over the Palestinian right to self-determination unless we win that same debate with regards to Iraq. And right now, the debate, as far as I can see, with Iraq is either troops should stay there because we have to finish the job, quote-unquote, or based upon this idea that if we pull out now, the Iraqis will be killing themselves and there'll be a civil war, et cetera. Well, there already is a civil war, and the Americans want a civil war where their people win, essentially. And what we should argue is that the Iraqis have the right to self-determination and to resist an occupation, and they should be able to form and determine who their representatives are, and we know they can do. I mean, it's a racist argument to deny people's right to self-determination. And that also equally applies to the question of Palestine. So these issues and creating what I would argue are spaces within which the anti-war movement can address the question of right to self-determination, which is actually a long-standing issue in the American left. It related to Vietnam. It related to all other colonial questions that America has to deal with. It relates in particular to this question, but you have, within the context of post-9/11 world, so much racism, so much misunderstanding over, and so much, the Arabs and the Muslims sort of are lumped together, so they don't include diversity of political thoughts or certainly the right to independent representation. I mean, there's so much ignorance about that in America and subsequently in the American West that unless these are taken up through forums, through discussions, and unfortunately, it's going to take also through blood, I feel. I mean, both the blood of the Iraqi and Palestinian peoples and also the blood of American soldiers and also the blood of Americans who in this country will die because, as Martin Luther King said, the bombs that are exploding over Vietnam are exploding in our cities. I live in San Francisco. You've got 26 cities, schools that are districts, schools that are being shut down or merged as we speak. And, I mean, we always have to make these connections between the international and the local, but there's no shortcuts to sort of getting through those questions and figuring them out. But unfortunately, we've got to do it faster as soon as we can, because I mean the prices that we're paying are incredibly high.
Well, let me end with a hopeful note. I've been in the movement for 40 years, and we see the dialect of history moving backwards and forwards. For 20 years, the issue of land reform was banned from the Latin American discourse, and the neoliberal policies in Chile and otherwise held the sway, and people were told there is no alternative. Right now, today, there's a president of Chile is a woman who was tortured under the Pinochet government, and the so supposedly unbeatable Pinochet is now a feeble old war criminal running from prison to prison, totally discredited. Hugo Chavez is standing up to the United States and saying, look, you know, we're going to have self-determination, and, you know, we're willing, we're armed with both oil and a military not to. So I think for Hamas, this is not just a generalized philosophy. I think just in the last 5 years, the international situation inside the UN, the U.S. defeat in Iraq, does offer the Palestinian people a lot more allies than they had 5 years ago, and even some pressure on some of these Arab countries. What do you think about it? You get the last word. There's 2 minutes. We're gonna. Do you think that's is that helpful or just rhetorical?
No, it's not rhetorical. I think it's helpful, and I think you're right on. Like, I think, and it doesn't just apply to the Palestinian case.
That's
it applies
right.
to all our domestic issues, which we're fighting for here today, against the American ruling classes, which are essentially slashing everything at home, in addition to plundering the resources of the world in Latin America or in Iraq or in Palestine as well. And I think what we need to be doing as a movement, both as a Palestinian solidarity movement as well as people of conscience in America, that we have to be forming ourselves in capable, democratic organizations that can take on these struggles. We have to get serious with our struggles. We have to stop any sense of complacency and get serious about getting organized. And I think the major thing that we can't fall into is this sort of perennial question that we have over elections and electoral democracy. I read an article the other day with Noam Chomsky where he was being interviewed talking about the victory of Evo Morales in Bolivia, where he basically said Morales won not because people showed up once every 4 years to vote in an election, but because on a daily basis there were organizations and people and movements and social movements in the street organizing the Bolivian electorate, whether peasants or workers or whatnot. And that's what brought Evo Morales, the first indigenous leader, to the head of Bolivia. And that's what we can do in this country. That's what we have just witnessed in Palestine taking place. And we just have to go through this process of building it on the correct political footing and not backing Democrats each time to try and get our movements to collapse into ruling class parties. Build ourselves on an independent political basis so that we are not in the pockets of anyone.
Sounds good, Tufik. So you've been with Tufik Haddad. You've been with Damon Azali. My name is Eric Mann, and Damon, you're going to take us out. And we're sorry, by the way, Sharon, somebody called in, and we weren't able to get him on the line.
Oh, yeah.
And so we also want to thank Reverend Yearwood. Also want to put out that Saturday, February 18th, there is a protest for the justice of Gonzalo Martinez, who was executed by the Downey police. For information on that, 562-619-7207. You got music from Johnny Clark, John Santos, Banda Black Rio, and DJ Premier is coming on right now. For comments, voices at thestrategycenter.org, we'd like to thank Alan Minsky. For our producer, production assistant Lisa Adler, D'Angelo Jones is on the board, and we'll be up next with Susie Weissman from Beneath the Surface.